This is KERA News. I'm Miguel Perez. Store shelves have been wiped clean of hygienic products since COVID-19 hit North Texas and the rest of the state. The shortage has been especially tough for homeless people who rely on sanitizer and wet wipes to stay clean. This weekend, I visited one local shelter working to get these products in the right hands.
Angel.
A truckload of goods has pulled up to the Union Gospel Mission in West Dallas. Mission chaplains like William Freeman are unboxing care packages donated by Operation Care International.
We have hairspray, gel, toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, deodorant, all the necessities you would need to have on the streets.
These products, especially hand sanitizer, are usually hard to come by for homeless people. But shelter resident Curtis Crockett says they've become even scarcer as concerns over COVID-19 grow. And that's a big problem.
In a crisis like this, you always need a little extra. You can never have enough because we definitely need to keep everything clean to where it kills the germs, it keeps them down mainly.
CEO Bruce Butler says the Union Gospel Mission is struggling to keep sanitizer and wipes stocked as they deal with an influx of clients.
We now have an additional 250 to 275 people that are staying at our place 24/7.
The mission usually only operates as a night shelter, but as people are encouraged to stay indoors, the shelter's been open around the clock.
We estimate that our increase in basic operating expenses will be about 20 to $25,000 a week in terms of staff, to got to pay for food and clothing.
And for hygienic products, too. Butler says homeless shelters are always in need of sanitizer, or even better, cash donations to help pay for it at a time of critical need. I'm Miguel Perez in Dallas.